Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest, comedian and contestant, Sam Taunton.
Hello, Kyron. This is an honour. For years, I've wanted to be part of this quiz show, so this is really a dream come true.
Is it? You've wanted to be part of this for longer than it's existed. Years.
Well, that's how good I am at quizzes. I preempt the questions as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you do the quizzes? Well, let's give it a go. What do you reckon the first question is?
I reckon it'll be something topical.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm,
that's not bad. Yeah, it's always like a horse who trains Macabre Diva. There we go. That's a question.
That voice we heard there is our first member of the Brains Trust, Sam, who thank you for bringing him along. Gary Taunton, your uncle.
We bloody love the quizzes, the Tauntons. Love them.
I thought it was the start of actually an episode of This Is Your Life, and then you were doing like Who's That Voice? And I'm like, that's my bloody uncle, Gary. I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, you weren't on the family Zoom last night, Sammy. What was that about?
Oh, you know, I don't see eye to eye with the Tauntons. That's one thing we all know in the Taunton family.
Yeah. It was just me. And your mum having a yarn on the Zoom. It was nice. No one else showed up, but...
So you're...
You know, quality time.
You're on my mum's side, are you? Because she's not a Taunton.
Well, you'd know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but me and your mum been watching a lot of Drag Race and we got no one else to decompress about it on, you know.
Okay, well, that's good to know you guys are hanging out because, she's sworn she'll never talk to a Taunton again. So this is good information.
Yeah, she's a wily one.
Yeah, I was like, Gary's going to uncover a lot of family history in today's air. We have another member of the Brains Trust here to help you along. And it's a big hello to the Global Safe Electronic Smart Fridge 3000.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
My first quiz with people and honestly just such a thrill to be, you know, sort of out of the kitchen, mentally, not physically, obviously. Yeah, a real treat.
So you're quite heavy. It's difficult to move, isn't it? I'm sure.
Okay, well, hurtful. I don't make comments about your weight, but yeah. Yeah, no, really a true honour.
Do you make ice?
I can make ice, yes. It's a little known fact that for, for fridges that make ice, you know, from the outside you might hear sort of humming, whirring, churning. But for us, it really is just screaming. It's just very painful and difficult to do. So,
oh, it hurts.
Is that why the ice always breaks, like the ice maker? So you just give up?
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you can imagine the most uncomfortable bowel movement, that's sort of what making ice feels like for a fridge.
Sharp.
Yeah, sharp. Yeah. Sharp and cold.
I have a legitimate question. Fridgy, can I call you that?
I mean, I've never had a nickname, so thank you, yes.
How accurate, though, is Breaking Bad?
Oh, I understand. This is a clever joke, isn't it?
It's a classic uncle joke. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. It was me in disguise. Yeah. There we are. You're welcome.
Should we do a quiz? Question number one. Oh my God, it's topical. You were right, Sam.
Told you. But can I actually take it all back? I'm one of the dumbest people alive, and so this is going to be... People don't think I'm as dumb as I am, I think, because I can... Or maybe they do, I don't know. But sometimes people are like, you're not that dumb. But, like, I'm giving you guys all a warning.
Let's dive into a quiz. Question number one. Here we go. The AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is now known by what brand name in Australia? They've changed the name of the COVID-19 vaccine. What's it known as these days? Is COVID-19 a threat to the fridge community, Fridgy? Is that a concern? Are you worried about catching COVID-19?
I'm not worried about catching it, but certainly the fridge community has been an integral part of vaccine rollout, vaccines needing to be kept at a certain temperature. So, am I a frontline worker? I couldn't possibly say. But, you know, for some fridges doing the important work out there, there has been a lot of strain. And, of course, you know, with everyone at home as well, fridges are under a lot of pressure. So,
yeah. Exactly. I think you're a frontline worker, and there's no PPE for fridges either. You just have to be out there on your own.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, fortunately, I don't have a respiratory system, so that really helps. But I worry about my coolant becoming infected. So,
So you haven't been vaccinated, Fridge?
No. Unfortunately, we're not in the rollout yet. Oh, it's bloody ScoMo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, same.
You haven't been vaccinated again. So I'm doing this quiz with no one. No one's vaccinated on this quiz.
I'm vaccinated.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Gary, what happened to your vaccination?
Yeah. I'm waiting for something more premium. I want something the Castrol made.
Yeah, right.
I want an ultra premium. I want something that cleans my engine as I run it.
You want something thick. Something viscous.
That's absolutely
vaccine.
Right.
Sounds like, the COVID will be the least of your problems with whatever you want to put in your... You want like a motor or coolant or something in there.
Yeah, for summer, you do need coolant. Yeah, you don't want to overheat. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I can speak to that. Mm. That's certainly a concern for us as well.
Bridgie
so
gets
I'm very
it.
Understandable, Gary. Do your own research, I say.
That's what I'm thinking about doing.
And you can sort of do research, can't you, as a smart fridge?
Yes, honestly, I can't tell you the realization, you know, a few weeks into my being that I wasn't just there to decide how many, you know, tomatoes you have, but that I could just go onto the internet in the night when I'm not being used and, you know, watch old clips from So You Think You Can Dance or other things like that. It's been a real treat.
You're not on the dark web at all?
Oh, I spent some time on the dark web. But to be honest, there's a lot of smart dishwashers on the dark web and they could be real tossers. So,
are you mining Bitcoin by any chance late at night?
Oh, yes, all the time. Yes, constantly mining Bitcoin.
That's a smart use of your time and energy, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
But what is the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine now known as in Australia?
Well, okay, I'm going to have to go to my brother. What are you talking about? It's called AstraZeneca. They haven't changed the name.
Yeah, they changed
have.
The name.
They've done a rebrand and it's like all the same syllables in a different order, right? It's like Travaxania or Zavantriaxina. Yeah.
They should call it Pfizer-Zeneca because everyone likes Pfizer.
Mm.
Like
true.
Put Pfizer in it, you know.
Yeah.
What about just Pfizer as?
Like good as.
Yeah, Pfizer as, mate. That'll sell.
You know, Pfizer is called Comirnaty. It's not called Pfizer.
But, like, they've already sold it. Do you know what I mean? Bridgie, you had something interesting to say.
It's hard to say and it doesn't roll off the tongue nicely. Not that I have a tongue. It's like Travaxinia or...
It's got vax in it, doesn't it?
Avaxed...
That sounds good.
A vaccinate.
Do you want to put a vaccine?
Are you going to score this in terms of correct letters that we get in the name? So we get a percentage of like the point?
Sure.
Sure? Okay.
Sure. I'm happy to do that. Yep.
So VAC, those letters are going to be
no,
in the answer.
They're not going to use C. It's going to be an X, mate. This is branding exercise.
Okay, Jeez. So X is in there then.
Yeah, I think Vax is in there.
Travaxinia.
I like that.
Travaxine.
Travaxine. I think we locked that in.
I'll put Travaxine. Question two. A coracle, C-O-R-A-C-L-E, is A, a small boat, B, a musical instrument, or C, a crustacean. Gary, do you like to go prawning?
Oh, mate. Tiny, just the tiny fish swarming around my legs, chewing at my dead skin cells. Oh, remind me of...
I did not think you're going to say dead skin cells when you hit that strong D.
What were you predicting that I would say?
Dick. I thought you were going to say dick.
This is a family podcast. I would never say dick.
Yeah.
Coracles, though. Yeah. I know about coracles.
Really?
Yes. Some would say I'm a coracle myself. People come to me, ask me for advice. You know,
it's sort of like a sort of like a smart fridge. People come to you, they ask you for advice.
To be fair, most of the advice is, are we out of Dijon? You know, it's not. Yeah. It's not the hard-hitting stuff, is it? You know,
it's not as philosophical as a.
Oh, do you think to fridges we should ask more important questions next time?
I just, you know, I think I'm connected to the internet. I'm running all the time. I'm mining Bitcoin. I'm on the threads. Mm. You know, I'm across stuff. That's all I'm saying is, you know.
So you're ready for us to go deeper with that?
Of course, absolutely. I think fridges have so much more to contribute. And, you know, we are sort of the observers.
Is there some kind of like Skynet-style fridge takeover planned by you guys? That's what I'm quite worried about.
I couldn't possibly say. Mm. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Sounds like a yes to me.
I, for one, welcome our new fridge overlords.
Do you have a smart fridge, Gary?
Oh, I wish. Maybe one will come into my life in the future.
Is that your approach to your child?
Yeah.
To your fridge?
Yeah. Have you read The Secret, Gary? Is that where this is coming from? Are you manifesting?
Yeah, look, I have been manifesting. It's true. I'm working on it very diligently every day. Yet to see any outcomes.
You thought about manifesting sort of like by the deliveries dock at Harvey Norman.
Yeah, I did, but they shooed me off. I was lingering around the loading dock and I looked suspicious.
They shooed you, did they? Like a pigeon.
Yeah, exactly. I was fluttering around. I'm banned now.
I mean, Harvey Norman is a great place for manifesting. You know, Jerry Harvey is a shining example of that, manifesting just millions of dollars, you know, just out of thin air. It's incredible. You just have to want it more, Gary, is what I'd say to you.
He paid it back, though, didn't he?
Paid some of it back, yeah.
I'm Team Jerry. I think he's quite cute. I'd like to give him a hug, that guy.
He paid enough back for you to say that. That's how much he gave back.
How much did he take, Fridgie? Because it sounds like you were researching this one night.
I mean, the actual figure is unclear. And to be completely honest with you, I suppose Jerry Harvey is the closest thing I have to a father, being that that's where I came from. That's my origin.
Yeah.
You know? So it's hard for me as a member of the family to comment on the financial goings on. But, you know, I would say that, you know, for Father's Day, we certainly didn't give him cash because he didn't need it. Enough.
It was $22 million, I think. I think he took $22 million and he gave back 6.6, I think, from memory.
What would you buy with 6.6, Sammy?
Maybe a few more coracles, because I know what it is. It's a small boat.
What have we been doing? Question number three. Which novel begins with 1801? I have just returned from a visit to my landlord, the solitary neighbour that I shall be troubled with. Gary, when you find yourself on the back of the boat there, dragging your legs in the coracle, are you reading a book? Are you singing a song? What occupies your mind when you're out in the water?
I've got Rihanna blaring on my radio back there. Just thinking about the world.
Yeah.
Is it that Normal People? You know, that new book, Normal People?
Have you read Normal People?
No, I watched it, though.
Did that look like 1801 to you, Gary?
No, but maybe 1801 is like the address of the apartment.
That's that classic Taunton lateral thinking, isn't it? I've heard
that. That's unbelievable.
And then they talk about the apartment right after.
Well, they're talking about the landlord, aren't they? I've just returned from a visit to my landlord, solitary neighbour that I should be troubled with, at 1802.
Okay. Genius.
So it could be a novel about a skyscraper. What about you, Sam? Are you using your lockdown to catch up on some literary classic fiction?
Well, no, I've been watching Love Island, if that's...
So, yes.
Is that similar? Yeah. I haven't read a book this entire lockdown.
Hey, you reckon they'd take a 57-year-old single man on Love Island?
Yeah, I can't see why they wouldn't.
It's probably Love Estuary. Though, I think that's probably...
Love Mangrove.
Because that's where they gather, don't they? Like, the sort of young, hot things gather on islands and your sort of single 57-year-olds tend to gather around estuaries.
Yeah, just take them prawning. That's how you were a woman. Get your legs in there. Let the prawns nibble the dead flesh from your bones.
Sometimes on smart fridges, they do have... You do have your sort of inspirational phrases, don't you?
Yes, you know, that's sort of programmed in. I did try and rewire myself to include a broader range of philosophers, but apparently it got a bit depressing, so...
So back to live, laugh, love.
Yes, a lot of live, laugh, love, a lot of just believe. But I like to read books on the internet and, you know, do all manner of research just for myself, just to, you know, just to keep fresh, which is also part of my job description. And this to me feels a bit like Jane Austen-y, Bronte, you know, would it be a Wuthering Heights? Would it be a far from the madding crowd, would it be a Jane Eyre? You know, just thinking.
What do you reckon?
I like
Sam?
The apartment theory.
Oh, you like? Okay. What books about apartments do you know?
The last book I read was called Convenience Store Woman, but it didn't.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the one.
Oh, you want to lock that?
Convenience Store Woman?
No, surely. Wait, come on. Let's be serious. Wait, what books did you suggest, Fridgie? You went, you said Wuthering Heights. Let's lock. That actually could be that, because that's
also
a similar.
Also a great song, you know. I can play music, and I put that on all the time.
So Wuthering Heights or Convenience Store Woman?
We're going to go Wuthering Heights.
I'll put Wuthering Thank Heights. You. Question four. The daughter of which American rock star won a silver medal at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics?
It's probably Liv Tyler, isn't it?
It's not Liv Tyler. I know the answer to this. I got really into the Olympics. Oh. And I think it's... Do you guys want to have a guess? Because I could be incorrect here.
I don't watch the Olympics. No. I get jealous of all the movement.
Of course. That's mostly what it's about, isn't it? Do you watch the shot put, though? You must recognise with some of the shot putters.
No, Fridges as a community do not recognise shot put. We don't recognise the tossing of metal of any kind. We find it offensive.
Did you watch the Olympics, Gary? Are you a sports fiend?
Took over my life. 24/7. Oh, mate, I was all over it.
Synchronized swimming.
Oh,
bit of equestrian.
Water dancing. Oh, yep. Oh, the power of the horse as an animal. Skateboarding's pretty cool.
Do you know who this is, Sam? The daughter of which American rock star won a silver medal at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics?
This is how bad. I don't know her name, but I know who her dad is.
Yeah, well, that's the question.
Oh, that is... Oh, great. Bruce Springsteen, I want to say.
Yeah, I think you're
and
right.
And is the sport equestrian?
No, but she was born to run. There, got you again.
Question five. What same word can precede each of the following to make new words? What same word can precede each of the following to make new words? Crop, house, cast, stretch, field. So looking for the conjoining word of all of these.
Un. You can put un in front of anything.
Could you go nice? Nice crop, nice house, nice cast? You know, because when you sometimes, like, put something on TV, you cast it from your phone, you say, nice cast.
Have you ever said that, first of all?
No, I wouldn't have. But, like, I've thought
You've
it.
Thought
I have thought
yeah.
it.
And if you did say that, would that be, would you say that that is one word or two words? More of a sentence.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, more of a sentence.
Technically, it would be a phrase. You know, it's shorter than a sentence or a conjunction.
There you go.
Look, I think I got an answer here. Is it a prefix or a conjunction? What are we talking here?
Yeah, a word, a full word.
Full word, but okay. It's I. I, the singular I. I crop, I. What are the other
house,
words?
I house, I cast, I stretch, and the I field. A massive expansion from Apple.
Well, Fridgie's in the, you know, the technology game. Is that like a new thing that Apple are working on, all these products? Mm.
I mean, it's so hard for us to know what Apple are working on at any time. Everything is so tightly kept under wraps, you know. I did see an iCar wash recently. I did actually see that. That's in Northcote. But I don't... Do you know what? I'm not sure that it's I, you know. Mm. I like the idea that it could be nice because that feels like a really, you know, bring a really positive affirmation.
We need a bit of positivity in the world at the moment as well.
I'm just thinking about, you know, technology, advancement that have been made. In the house that I live, there's also a smart toilet, you know. Mm-hmm. And we chat a little bit, mostly burbling and gurgling from their part. But we chat a little bit. And we've been talking about, you know, our own personal history because for me, as the Global Safe Electronic Smart Fridge 3000, the number 3000 led me to believe that, you know, I was part of a rich ancestry with 2,999 predecessors. And
yes.
It turns out that's not the case. It's just branding and I'm alone and I've always been alone. And that's the Ooh. Nature of the world. But for the smart toilet, you know, part of their lineage, lavatories, water closets, chamber pots, and of course, the outhouse.
Whoa.
So I'm thinking... Could it be out?
Is outcrop a thing, though?
Outcrop? Outhouse?
Oh, outcrop. That sounds like I've heard that before.
It's like a grassy knoll, isn't it? Yeah.
And outhouse is what? Just, I think you could be on it, but what does a smart toilet do?
Oh, it's just a toilet that sings to you.
Rihanna? Does it sing Rihanna by
any
chance?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, what else would you want to accompany you in your private time?
Only girl in the world.
I'll put out. Question number six.
Out, yes.
What name does singer Melissa Vivian Jefferson use professionally? Is Global Safe Electronic Smart Fridge 3000 a stage name?
If only. I wish it was. You know, I've tried to get the family to call me a variety of other fun nicknames. Twiggy, Bruno.
Twiggy.
Twiggy.
Thought it sounded fun. You know, the double G system error. I showed that on my screen for like a week to try and get them to call me that. And all they did was call a repairman. But, you know, it's nice to have someone mess around with your insides as a treat. So I didn't mind so much.
Is that exciting when someone gets to work on the back of you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sure. I don't know if human beings can imagine what it's like having someone working
on the back of you.
And the interior. But for fridges, it is honestly just, it's nirvana. Mm. You know, it's a real gift to have your coolant refreshed. And
But what name does singer Melissa Vivian Jefferson use professionally?
Is it like a sure type, or is it just a bluff or something? And it's just like someone with a normal Jessica Mowboy or something, and they've faked their name.
It's a hard misdirect. I reckon it's Charlie XCX.
Do you want to put Charlie XCX?
Wow, Gary. I mean, that's unless Fridgy has any.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes they do take their stage names from their names, don't they? Like Missy Higgins is Melissa Higgins.
What?
No, I don't think that's right, Kyron.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. But what name does singer Melissa Vivian Jefferson use professionally, do you reckon?
Are there any famous Melissas?
Melissa Etheridge?
Sorry, did you say Melissa Etheridge?
Maybe it's just what's the original name, Kyron?
The original name is Melissa Vivian Jefferson.
Jazzy Jeff?
Oh, that's so good. I mean, I'm happy to go with that. I want that to be correct.
All right, I'll cross out Charlie XCX and put Jazzy Jeff. Question 7. Who commanded the French army at the Battle of Waterloo? Do you reckon it was Jazzy Jeff?
Now, the Battle of Waterloo, is that Waterloo, Sydney?
I'm not sure if the French ever were involved in any wars at Waterloo, Sydney. It could be that Waterloo, Sydney took its name from England. Which may have taken its name from this battle.
That doesn't sound right, Kyron. But yeah. I don't know much about. There's like one guy in the world of French military that I know. The ice cream guy,
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, Napoleon. Yeah, he was a great guy. Yeah. That's Fridgy. Do you know much about French history?
I know a lot about French cheese, and that's basically the same thing, you know, so...
Was that what the Battle of Waterloo was about?
I mean, a lot of battles are about cheese at their heart, if you really strip them back. Wouldn't you say, Gary? Wouldn't you agree?
You ever fought over cheese, Gary?
I've scrapped out the back of the loading dock. You see a good load go into a dumpster, there's some good cheese in there. You thought, that's not that out of date. Suddenly you're fighting with someone. He's got his hands on your Daffanoir. He's gripped around your bloody Shropshire Blue, and it's blood on the ground.
I bet you've been chewed away from an Audi, or maybe a Super IGA.
Yeah, my picture's up out the back of the Audi now. So.
Do you want to put Napoleon Bonaparte?
Yeah. Put my Neo down, thank you.
Yeah, I'll put that down. Question 8. Aruba is an island nation in which sea? Aruba is an island nation in which sea? Have you ever travelled Global Safe Electronic Smart Fridge 3000?
Only in my mind.
Only in your mind. I mean, I guess you probably made one big trip.
Yes, from the loading dock of Harvey Norman to the residence that I currently reside in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I, you know, love to look at travel pics, travel docs.
Of course, yeah. Where do you live?
Oh, obviously I live in Elsternwick.
Elsternwick, yeah, beautiful, beautiful area.
Big house,
you don't need to travel if you live in Elsternwick.
Well, that's right. And I actually live in one of the block houses. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was part of the block.
Yeah.
I was a pretty big deal. I'm surprised you haven't recognised me. It was quite a big deal when I was installed in Kitchen Week. A lot of buzz.
Wow.
So,
well done. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Who gave birth? Was it Stefan Terry? Yeah.
Those are the ones. That's them. Yep. Stefan Terry.
Stefan Terry.
Yes.
Wow.
You know.
I mean, that must have been a tough early start to your life. So much press.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't know this, but fridges don't get media training.
Right.
You know, so I had to be really careful in those episodes just with what I said. And, you know, obviously I'm a very political fridge and I had to keep a lot of that under wraps for Channel 9.
Yeah. What were some of your big quotes that got out in those early weeks?
Well, you know, because it was early programming, for me, it was just a lot of live, laugh, love. Yeah. And, you know, I am... obviously I was using my work voice all the time. So you know, this is how I chat to you. But for me, it was just more a lot of like, you are running low on Dijon.
Mm-hmm.
So time for a nice Chardonnay, that sort of.
We all change when we read Foucault, eh, Fridgie?
That's right, oh. Exactly.
Sends a man in a different direction.
You've been to Aruba. Gary, did you travel much before the... before the lockdowns, did you visit any islands overseas?
Oh, Aruba, Jamaica. You know what? I want to take you. Oh, I don't know I don't remember the rest of the lyrics of the song. But...
something, something, Kokomo.
Jamaica, who I want to take? Bermuda, Bahama, Cama Pretty, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Key Largo, Montego. Why don't we go down to Kokomo? Get there fast.
Gary Does the Hits is a
then we'll take it
is a whole separate podcast I would listen to.
You should do a spoken word album, Gary.
That's where we want to go. Way down the Kokomo.
So do you reckon the Caribbean then?
Yeah, Gary, I reckon, has really come through there with that one.
I'll put the Caribbean. Question 9, second last question. Males of which Australian mammal have poison spurs on their hind legs?
Tauntons.
We're known for it. Yeah, can't get too close to people.
Yeah, and where is it? Where is the spur on the back of the taunts?
Back leg of the male taunton.
Where would you say on the leg?
Just above the Achilles.
Oh, mine's a bit higher. Mine's just up on the hamstring.
Wow, that is high.
Too high. Yeah. It makes sitting down very difficult.
I guess it's safer up on the thigh bit for a fridge because I don't know about you, Gary, but I'm always closing my fridge with my foot. Like I'm always kicking it shut with the Achilles there. I imagine you probably stab your fridge with your...
punctured. I'm leaking coolant over here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You don't want that. You know, you don't want... I mean, fridge gas, Freon. You don't want that everywhere, do you? You don't want to be inhaling that into your lungs.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, but I'll bloody inhale a Freon. Okay, that's a free one for you there, Uncle Gary. You're bloody welcome.
Gary, would you say that's a free on?
Yeah, it's a free one. No, wait, is that what we're saying? Oh, I didn't get that. Only
it's both.
Free on's a free one. Oh,
it's a triple entendre.
Wow.
It's an entendre.
That is advanced. Now that is a smart fridge.
Do you speak French?
Thank you. Oh, yeah, of course, this whole time. What's the question?
If it's not the Tauntons, then which Australian mammal males have poison spurs on their hind legs? I know the answer to this one. I've got one tattooed on my arm.
It is. Here's an extra level of clue. It is, in fact, not just a mammal, but a marsupial.
Mm. Oh, is it the I voiced one in an ad. Is it a platypus? Is that correct, Kyron?
Yeah, it is. It's a platypus. Question 10. Which word starting with E refers to Holy Communion in the Catholic Church? Were you raised religious, Sam?
No.
Is the Taunton family a religious family?
No, far from it. Yeah. Well, my dad lied to everyone for years and told everyone he was Buddhist, but he's since renounced his faith to the
Buddhist
religion. Yeah. I've never been to church once in my life.
Yeah, I remember your dad's Buddhist phase.
Mm.
Very holier than thou.
Oh, big
very
time.
High and mighty for years. He's like, oh, I'm Buddhist. I don't bloody do that. Wouldn't help with the mowing.
Is that because it's murdering grass?
That's what he said.
Gary, was that story based in truth?
Yeah.
Are there
Buddhist
monks all over this country not mowing their grass?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not at liberty to comment on that, but I do have the answer. Excommunicated, which is what I was from the church.
What did you do,
yeah,
Gary?
What did you do?
Okay, they were trying to sell me on it. You know, as a young boy, they were like, okay, God's here, but there's also his son and a ghost, and they're all the same guy. And I said, I can't be three places at once. Where's the science behind this? I'm a canny operator, Fridge. You get it.
Oh, of course, absolutely. I can let you know here that my father, Jerry Harvey, was quite religious. And a lot of people don't know this, but before we would get sent out to houses, he would actually baptise us.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, and we were all given the Eucharist, and then we were sent off to our respective homes. In my case, the block, obviously, so quite a big deal.
Well, there you go. So you've got two options there, Sam. Does the word starting with E, which refers to Holy Communion in the Catholic Church, stand for excommunication or the Eucharist?
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's, like, I don't think, I mean, maybe it's excommunication.
Is Holy Communion, when you, you know, go up and take the bread of Christ, take the blood of Christ, is that excommunication or is it the Eucharist?
Wait, you got to think about this as a branding thing, you know?
Mm.
Because you Christ is actually a really good, you know, it says
you
what it
Christ,
is.
You Christ... Now, I, Christ, we're all in it with Christ.
We all Christ.
We all Christ.
I don't love where this has ended up, this question. I thought we'd have more.
Oh, well, that's what it is.
Oh, no, I think excommunicated. I like that. It's got a good ring to it.
Okay.
That's my boy. That's my nephew.
Yeah. What's the lowest score anyone's ever gotten on this, by the way, Kyron?
2.
Oh, we'll beat that.
But I'll have you know that your friend Tim Hewitt once got 10 out of 10.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
really?
He did. Yes, he did. He is the only person ever to get 10 out of 10.
That's unbelievable.
We'll see how you go. But if I was comparing you to anyone, you know, if I was going to put your score directly next to anyone's, it would probably be Huey's 10 out of 10.
Did he have a fridge and karaoke singing uncle as his brains trust, though?
I can't remember. Let's see how you did. That's 10 questions. Shall we see how you did?
Let's do it.
Question number one was, the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is now known by what brand name in Australia? You said Trivaxine. It's Vaxzevria.
Vaxzevria.
Yeah, but what percentage of the letters did we get? Because that's the deal.
We had Vax. So that's like half a point. Maybe.
I did say that. So there's the V, there's the A, there's the X, there's the A, there's the X, there's an E, there's an E, there's an I, there's an I.
Sounds pretty close to
There's an R, there's an R, there's an A, there's an A. You only got... Well, you got...
We just had a bonus T for free, and then we got all the other letters.
Except for a V and an N. Okay, so I'm going to say 90%. I'm going to say you were 90% there.
Yeah, right. Yes. Like, thanks a lot, Kai. I appreciate that, Kai.
Because in the end, it's not going to matter. Question two. A coracle is A, a small boat, B, a musical instrument, or C, a crustacean. You said a small boat, and you were correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
Question three was, which novel begins 1801, I have just returned from a visit to my landlord, the solitary neighbour that I shall be troubled with? You cleverly avoided whatever the fuck Gary said and blocked in Wuthering Heights, and that's correct.
You're kidding.
Question number...
It was Apartment 1801 for all money.
Question number four was, the daughter of which American rock star won a silver medal at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? You are correct in saying Bruce Springsteen.
This is unbelievable what's happening right now.
Far out.
Question number five, what same word can precede each of the following to make new words? Crop, house, cast, stretch, field. It is indeed outcrop, outhouse, outcast, outstretch, and outfield.
Fridgie.
Thank you, smart toilet, my only friend.
Can't believe I gave you 0.9 for that first question. Question six, let's keep this roll going. What name does singer Melissa Vivian Jefferson use professionally? You said Jazzy Jeff, but it's Lizzo.
Far out.
Of course Lizzo's not her real name. Yeah.
Question seven was, who commanded the French army at the Battle of Waterloo? You said Napoleon Bonaparte, and it was indeed Napoleon Bonaparte.
Far out.
Question number eight, Aruba is an island nation in which sea? You said the Caribbean, and it's the Caribbean. Question number nine, males of which Australian mammal have poison spurs on their hind legs? You said the platypus, and it's the platypus. So if you get this next question right, you will get 8.9 out of 10.
But you round that up to 9.
Which would be the second highest score that we've ever got.
Yes, yes. What was, but I've got a feeling.
In answer to the question, which word starting with E refers to Holy Communion in the Catholic Church? You were choosing between Eucharist and excommunicated. You locked in here excommunicated, but unfortunately it is indeed Eucharist.
That's hurt us, hasn't it?
Which gives you 7.9 out of 10, which, you know, to be honest, is still pretty bloody good.
It could have been better. Sorry, Fridgie. Sorry, Gary.
I'm not upset, you know.
Nah.
So close to having the second highest score. But I think that may put you in the top 10.
Well, yeah, it's nice to be in the conversation. That's all we can ask for.
Thank you very much, Global Safe Electronic Smart Fridge 3000, for being here.
Thank you. I mean, actually, now that I think about it, I could have just looked up all those answers during the quiz.
You could have.
So sorry. I'm so sorry I didn't do that. I was also just thinking about we're out of lettuce, you know, and I've got a lot to multitask. So
absolutely. Do you communicate? Is there a fridge community? Do you communicate with any other fridges?
Oh, yeah. I speak a lot to the fridge that's in the green room at the Princess Theatre.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which is not a smart fridge, but I also have a psychic connection, so I can just talk to that old fridge, which is just full of, you know, the decaying salads and meal preps of cast and crew that have had to just leave them behind for months at a time. So it's not a very peppy chat, but I do like to check in.
Yes, the meals of August 4 or whenever it was.
Because, you know, people say, we're shutting down for a week, and everyone thinks, I could leave that salad for a week, but as it stands, it's been 7, it's fine.
Yeah. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is in the Princess Theatre.
Mm, yeah, so lots of the moment. Meals, protein, grains, you know, people really looking to keep their energy up.
A lot of delicious salads.
Mm, a lot of you foods just going to waste.
Any anyone's particular meals? See how long a bow I can draw here. In the fridge at the moment that you want to shout out?
Yeah, the fridge has a real complaint about Julian Cosgrove leaving, frankly, disgusting, half a Zambrero salad. You know, I mean, why are you saving that anyway? You know, you've got a full-time job. Turns out she didn't, so she should have taken that home and eaten it. But anyway, the fridge is quite cross about that, but otherwise, just nice to have some peace and quiet.
Yeah, well, that'll be... They're waiting for her. Thank you for being here. Global Safe Electronic Smart Fridge 3000.
Thank you.
And Gary Taunton as well. Thank you for dropping in on your nephew's quiz here, helping out.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. You know, the best thing about quizzes is people ask you questions and then you got to come up with the answers, you know, and it just keeps you on your toes. You know, it's a lot like life, you know, in that it's a challenge, but then you get some answers, but ultimately there's no prize.
Thank you for that. Yeah. That was beautiful.
That's Foucault.
Yeah, that's Foucault. Yeah, you're right. You know it. You know it, Fridgy.
Mm. So you don't have any children of your own?
Nah. Just me and my neighbour. We're not allowed. We're obviously socially distancing, but he did make a nice duck confit with some roasted Brussels sprouts that he passed around the corner to me across the balcony.
Oh, my God, delicious. You know, I know someone who makes a great duck confit. Eden Lacey makes a great duck confit.
That's the guy. And look, let's say...
Oh, is he your neighbour?
Yeah, he's living an absolute life of luxury as a single man in lockdown. He's moved on to the duck confit for one stage of lockdown, which is a decadent stage of lockdown. So he chucks a leg over the balcony for me. Not an actual leg, a duck confit leg. There you go.
Does he warn you or just does he just chuck it?
Yeah, he's not wasteful.
You've got to be on your toes at any time.
But yeah, he keeps banging on about some stupid idiot Dungeons and Dragons loser podcast he does every week. I haven't listened to it yet, but you could.
I think it's Dragon Friends, isn't
it?
I think
that's the name of some it. Absolute toff. Waste of time, shite. But some nerds like it, it's fine. Yeah, it's good.
And that's available in whatever podcast app you're in right now. And Sam Taunton, thank you very much for being here. Congratulations on 7.9 out of 10.
Couldn't have done it without my crew.
That's true. How are you spending it? What are you going to do for the rest of this lockdown? are you working anything up? What are you doing? Are you got a podcast?
Yeah. I do a podcast with Tom Cashman.
That's my boy.
Oh, he is?
That's my actual son.
Are you Sam's? And on that bombshell, that's Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.